More than 800,000 Syrians are registered as refugees with the United Nations in Lebanon. But hundreds of thousands more live here, many undocumented. The government is now enforcing tougher restrictions, including revoking refugee status for those who leave. In addition, dozens of Syrians who don't have legal residency have been deported in recent weeks. Officials say regulating their presence is necessary for Lebanon, a nearly bankrupt country with limited resources.
Some of the displaced Syrians are here for security reasons, and they can't go back. But there are others who don't have issues with the Syrian government, and their villages are now safe. There is also another group who are here for economic reasons.
Anti-refugee rhetoric has increased recently, as have calls for them to return home. But Syrians are afraid, as human rights groups have documented cases of returnees being arrested.
The Syrian government requested a list of names, and they were checked whether they were involved in any activities that are considered to be illegal or terrorist as far as the Syrian government is concerned. And that is, again, another obstacle for people to go back.
The repatriation can only be done in coordination with the Syrian state.
Some Arab nations have reestablished relations with Damascus, but there's still no consensus on reintegrating the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, into the Arab League. The president has been isolated since his brutal crackdown on peaceful protests more than a decade ago.
The issue of refugee returns, as well as granting them amnesty, are part of a broader political settlement that's still under discussion. But throughout the conflict, Assad has shown little willingness to compromise. Along with his allies, he has made funds for reconstruction a precondition for returns.
If you are asking whether the Syrian government accepts the return of the displaced, Syria is a state, and the issue of displaced people, like other issues, is being used for political benefits. And this is normal. All countries seek to reap benefits from various issues.
All the while, a humanitarian issue that's been affecting millions of Syrians has become a political tool. Zana Khadr, Al Jazeera, Lebanon.